BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 2nd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Fitzroy, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Humber, 1036, expected the Netherlands, 1033, by 1800 Sunday. High Irish Sea, 1036, expected Lundy, 1032, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, later in Viking. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. South at 0, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7, later in 40s and Cromarty. Showers later, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West backing southwest, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Fisher and also later elsewhere. Fair, moderate or good. Humber, southwest, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Thames, Dover. Variable, 2 to 4, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good. Trafalgar, variable, 2 to 4 until later in southeast, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in north, and gale 8 at first in south. Showers, good. East Sole, easterly 3 to 5, fair, good. West Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6 for a time, rain later, moderate or good. Rockall, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey, perhaps storm 10 later in Bailey. Occasional rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Faroes. Occasional rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later. Rain, then squally wintry showers. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by west 4, 14 miles, 1033, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 4, 8 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 7, mist 5 miles, 1024, now rising. Wick Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west by south 2, 12 miles, 1031, now falling. Lucas, west 3, 13 miles, 1033, now falling. Boomer, west by south 2, 12 miles, 1034, rising slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 2, 1034, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 11 miles, 1036. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 3, 1036, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast 3, 14 miles, 1034, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1035. Scilly automatic, northeast by east 3, 19 miles, 1036, now falling. Milford Haven, east by south 1, missed 2 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by east 2, 16 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Valley, south by east 3, 22 miles, 1035, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 1, missed 5 miles, 1036, now rising. Valentia, west, calm, 11 miles, 1035, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 1, recent drizzle 7 miles, 1035, rising slowly. Malinhead, south-southwest 2, missed 4 miles, 1034, now rising. Macrohanish automatic, east by south 2, 7 miles, 1034, now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 1st of March. The general situation: high pressure will dominate across southern and most eastern areas of the United Kingdom and will bring a good deal of fair weather and light or moderate winds for the inshore waters. A stronger southwesterly flow will affect more northwestern parts, with patchy rain or drizzle at times, and a risk of gales in the far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 until later in south, increasing gale 8 at times in northwest. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Whitby. Fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4 later in north. Fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, veering southeast for a time near shore, 2 to 4, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 near Land's End and St David's Head, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Isle of Man, southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time at first, then increasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Rain later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times later. Rain later, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first, showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now, if you tune over to Radio 4 Extra now, assuming that you're not planning to turn in just yet, you'll find me over there with drama, comedy and readings through until 6 o'clock. By then, Radio 4 will be back at 20 past 5, actually, starting with the next shipping forecast, Bells on Sunday and In Touch. If you're staying here, you'll be getting a few hours of the BBC World Service, starting, I think, with the Inquiry. Yeah. Whatever you're planning for the rest of the night, this is Jim Lee wishing you a warm, safe and peaceful one.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service.
The International Criminal Court is the first permanent international criminal court to investigate, prosecute and try individuals accused of the most serious crimes of concern to the international community.
It's had some headline-hitting trials.
It's one of the most famous cases at the ICC, and it's partly famous because Ongwen himself is both a perpetrator and a victim.
The ICC has its critics.
Some things are to do with the way that the court has operated, also the length of its cases and the cost associated, and wondering whether it's value for money.
President Trump recently sanctioned the court's top prosecutor.
It can't enter a cycle of escalation with the United States because it can't win that cycle of escalation.
This week we're asking, do we need the International Criminal Court? I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he'd spoken again with President Donald Trump soon after giving the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky a warm welcome to London. His latest call to Washington, the second in 2 days, follows the unprecedented public clash between Mr. Zelensky and the US president at the White House. Keir Starmer is seeking to act as a bridge between America and Europe, whose leaders have expressed continued support for Mr. Zelensky. More details from Joe Pike.
So Keir Starmer has had two calls this evening with President Trump and with President Macron. Very little being given to us by number 10 tonight, apart from the fact that the calls were constructive and focused on finding a way forward. Another interesting point, the government source has told the BBC that on Friday evening, after that pretty a bruising encounter in the Oval Office, members of Sir Keir Starmer's team tried to persuade both the Americans and the Ukrainians for President Zelensky to return to the Oval Office. That evidently didn't work.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the government has approved a temporary extension of the Gaza ceasefire for the next 6 weeks, covering the Muslim Ramadan and Jewish Passover periods. The announcement came shortly after the first phase of the ceasefire expired at midnight on Saturday. Under the new proposals drafted by President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff, Israel could return to fighting after 42 days if it believed negotiations on a second phase had failed. Israel has threatened to attack the forces of Syria's new Islamist government in Syria if they harm the Druze community. Clashes have been reported since Friday on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus, between the security forces and a Druze militia known as the Jeremana Shield Brigade. There are also reports of a broader Druze mobilisation towards